is it an a-hole move to take up two parking spots? It's the Joe and Alex show, and the guy's not an a-hole, but I called him out last week when I saw it, and we're finally bringing it up on air. I saw Buster, who does afternoons here. He's got a new car, and I'm like, dude, like, you're right in between two spots.
Savage.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, it's a new car, man. You wouldn't know. I'm like, oh, don't ding my 06 Saturn Ion with 203,000 miles. Come on now.
We got a tweet at Joe and Alex Show. They said, I have a car that is 3 months old. I park way, way out where no one else parks. Only a, I'll say, rooster takes up two spots.
What does rooster mean?
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Oh, cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay.
Angela said on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, sure, if you're an inconsiderate jerk.
And like I said, he's probably going to be mad at me for bringing this up. I don't think he's a bad dude, but that was a...
You don't think Buster's an inconsiderate jerk?
Jessica says, when I see that, I instantly think, what a douche. Taking two spots isn't cool at all. Not cool, Buster.
Hey, good morning, Kelsey. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
I'm doing good. And by the way, this got me thinking, if you're on Twitter, you can follow him, FM Buster. Tweet at him right now, FM Buster, and say, don't park in two spots, or don't park. No, you know what? Tweet him, say, don't park like an a-hole. FM Buster on Twitter, say, don't park like an a-hole. What's up, Kelsey? What'd you want to say?
So, like, 6 years ago when I just started driving,
Kelsey, hang on one second. Hey, good morning. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Buster.
Well, this is interesting. What's up, Buster? Good morning, man. How are you?
I was cool until I heard you guys dragging me on the air.
Yeah, dude. We were talking about how you park in two spots because you got a new car.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And by the way... By the way, my old car got dinged in that same parking lot. So
you and I both have gotten our cars dinged in this parking lot. What's up with that?
Absolutely, because the spots are so tight.
So
if I've gotten my car dinged before, and knowingly the spots are tight, and by the way, I'm talking to two people that take up the two front spots. You guys get there before everybody, so you get the two good spots. So I take...
Hey, dude, your phone's cutting out. Is it because you're parking right now? Hey, try to get Buster back on the line. See if we can get him back.
He got attacked for parking like a D, right?
I don't know. Are you there, Buster? All right, call back, Buster, if you can hear this. By the way, FM Buster, tell him he's parking like an a-hole, and we'll hear the rest of his story. Carrie, what's up? You think it's okay, huh?
I think that you should park out in the parking lot where nobody else is parking. Take up the two spots. Make a little extra walk. Not inconvenience anyone else, and you still get what you want.
So it's okay if you're far away.
Yeah, far away, nobody's out there with you. So
if nobody's out there,
spots.
Why do you have to take up two spots? Why can't you just park in one spot?
Because they want to take up two spots, I think. So, or you could just take up one. Either way, you still just move out.
Yeah,
move
that's
out farther.
What my opinion is. The solution to this problem is don't take up two spots. Just park out where there's no cars around you.
I'll give Buster, who just called in, I don't know if we'll get it back on or not. Our parking spots are small. I thought it was just because I was a really fat guy. I'm like, oh, this is awkward. I can't get out of my car because it's so tight. I thought it was just like skinny people parking. But they are bad. They're way too tight. They should have had less spaces that were
bigger.
It's
like not normal size. Like, it is only enough room for just your car to fit. Like, when you open your door, you are almost touching the other car next to you. It's really...
If you had a smart car, it might be a little bit easier. What's up, Peter? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think about Buster? I just called him out. He's parking in two spots because he's got a new car and before it's gotten dinged.
Yeah, that's no bueno, man. If you're gonna park like that, park in the back. But even if you're gonna park in the back, if you park in two spots, I'm putting gum underneath your driver's door handle. That's a guarantee.
Wait, have you done that before?
That's just a big old rooster move, man. That's a big old rooster move.
Have you
done that street justice before? You're like, I'll show them.
I mean, now that I said my name, probably not. No, I have not done that.
Okay. But, of course not.
It wouldn't be below me to do so. I will say that.
All right. Hey, man. Thank you, Peter, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Tyler tweeted us at Joe and Alex show. You know, it's normally the older cars that ding the newer ones. Side eye to Joe.
Listen, I am very conscious of my beater that I drive around. I would never run into somebody because when my car was new, like at least newer to me, it sucks when someone hits your car and drives off.
I would agree. Like, it's happened to you. Old cars that ding your car. I agree.
Is that what happened to you?
It's a stereotype, but I don't know what kind of car she drives.
But you know who hit your car?
I know who it was. I have no idea what they drive. But I'm just saying, like, in the past, like, I've also gotten my car run into also in a parking garage. And, or they scraped into it while they were parking. And it's always just, like, a trashy person.
I just realized, I never knew Buster was hitting our parking lot. We have a lot of hit and runs inside of our own parking lot. Like, we got some shady people, I think. It's like, oh,
remember I told you that when my car got bumped into or ran into or whatever, scraped up in the parking lot or parking garage before, that it was somebody's whose name on Facebook was G-Spot? That's the type of people. Those are the type of people who just don't care. They're just going to park their car. They're going to run into your car, and they do not care.
I do what I want. Let's take one more call on this. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that it really doesn't matter if you take up two parking spots or if you park in just the parking spot, because your car is going to get dinged either way, whether it's new or old. So if you're parking, if it's a compact spot and you park a new car, you park it, take up two parking spots, your car is not going to make a difference whether you park it straight or not. Depending on the other driver, they're either going to ding it or they're gonna park around it. But if you have a new car, like everybody else is saying, park it away from everybody, but park it in one spot. Don't take up two spots, because then you just look like a big a-hole.
Yeah.
Like
no, for sure. Hey, Haley, thank you for calling in this morning. If you've got anything else, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, Instagram, either one of those, we'd like to hear from you. And right now, if you can tweet Buster, it's FM Buster, that's his Twitter handle, say, don't park like an a-hole. I hope he gets the message.